Page 109. Test your skills. The dub line.
Dublin can be heaven with coffee at 11 and a stroll along the dub line. Now, what's the dub line, you may ask? Well, starting at College Green and ending in Kilmainham, it's Dublin's oldest and newest discovery trail, linking time, place and people along the route. Trinity College Dublin, seat of academia.
Home to the Book of Kells, widely regarded as one of the greatest illuminated manuscripts in the world. And it's amazing it survived when invaders
like Norman warrior Strongbow buried in this magnificent cathedral. The Vikings, not to mention the revelers of Temple Bar, were hanging around. And speaking of hanging, it was at this spot that Irish hero Robert Emmet met his grisly end. Prior to execution,
Emmet served time in Kilmainham Jail. And so did many other Irish patriots, like Michael Collins, Thomas Clarke, and former Irish president Eamon de Valera, a man who escaped from another prison using just a cake and a wax key. Here at Dublin Castle, scene of many great battles and of the 1907 Irish crown jewel theft, which remains unsolved to this day, though it did serve as the inspiration for a Sherlock Holmes story by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, who, of course, shares a first name with Arthur Guinness, who was so confident in the success of his stout that he took out a 9,000-year lease on this exact brewery. That's 9,000, folks, which is probably
the same number of acts who have appeared on stage here at Vicar Street. Acts like Imelda May and World Music Award winners The Script, who grew up in the Liberties, a bustling hub of culture, nightlife and commerce, and one of the few places in Dublin where you can still get four for a euro.
Or just appreciate pictures of them here at Modern Art Museum Imma, home to works by great Irish and international artists.
Copyright Féilte, Ireland.